Hi, this is Paul. I wanted to make a video about YouTube advertisement because on some of the more recent videos, some of you have complained about the number of ads, and I sort of changed my ad policy, and I wanted to talk exactly about it, why. Part of what prompted me was this video by Lewis Rossman. I'm not even subscribed to the channel, but I've watched a few of his videos. It's very interesting. He just sits back in his easy chair. He's a longtime YouTuber. He's clearly a tech guy. He had a very interesting video about the business that he had with replacement screens, so he's a super nerdy guy. He basically had this rant about how he'd never pay for YouTube Premium ever again. And he was frustrated with it, and he's just using an ad blocker, and that's how he's blocking ads from YouTube, because YouTube ads are disruptive and annoying, and I couldn't agree with him more. YouTube ads are disruptive and annoying. So let me give a little bit of history of the channel. So I didn't monetize until sometime late in 2018, I believe. In 2018, YouTube changed their policy on monetization. Basically, whether or not your channel was monetized, YouTube could and would play ads on your content if they wanted to. And so at that point, it's like, well, if YouTube is going to play ads on the content anyway, if I don't monetize, YouTube just plays ads and keeps all the money. If I do monetize, then they give me a little bit. Now, for a lot of people who just are sort of on the receiving end of YouTube, it's a real mystery in terms of how much money a YouTube video will make. Now, my average, and I checked this with my sister, and those of you who are YouTubers can maybe talk to me about it. I know it varies, but on my channel, the average is about $6 for 1,000 views, which means that kind of my average video that I make will get me either fries at McDonald's or maybe a full meal at Carl's Jr. That's on average what each one of my videos will make. Now, I make a lot of videos, and so that adds up. Most months, I get between $600 and $700 from YouTube AdSense, and it's nice to get $600 or $700 a month, but truth be told, in terms of my total income, not that I'm a wealthy man, that isn't the difference between eating and starving. It's a nice little added income, and mostly what it does for me is justify purchasing equipment and a little bit of extra time. There's also a Patreon that I never talk about that a number of people support me on, which I very much appreciate. And donations to the church is probably the biggest stream of support that I receive that outdistances at all. But for the most part, you know, YouTube AdSense, about $600 to $700 a month. It varies throughout the year. And so one of the things that I noted was I started paying attention. If I just leave the algorithm alone, what does it do? And it's very hard for me to notice that. So let me mention a few things. So first of all, Lewis Rossman decided he wasn't going to pay for YouTube again. He was just going to do ad blocking. And there are a variety of ad blockers out there that in a browser on a PC will block YouTube ads. They work perfectly well. And I know some people that use them and they never see ads. And I'm not going to, you know, think ill of you if you use an ad blocker. I mean, the amount of money that I'm not getting from you is probably infinitesimal, so no big deal. However, part of the reason I don't use ad blockers is because it's inconvenient, because I watch YouTube sometimes on computers, and if you have an ad blocker on a computer, you notice that certain websites don't like ad blocking, and so that's kind of a nuisance. I watch YouTube on my smartphone, and I don't know, there are certain ways around it on smartphones too. It's really techie. I haven't ever bothered with it. I watch YouTube on tablets sometimes, and I watched YouTube on my smart TV. The easiest way for me to manage that was YouTube Premium. And I got YouTube Premium a number of years ago. And one of the interesting things about YouTube Premium is they sort of grandfather you in, at least they have in the past. And I got it at a family rate when my kids were young. I had YouTube Music because I didn't want my kids pirating music and having to mess with that stuff. So the kids that were home at that point, I said, look, here's YouTube Music. You know, just use this if you want to play music. And then YouTube Music converted to YouTube Premium. And so basically myself, my wife, and th- three or four of my kids are on my family YouTube Premium account, and so they don't see ads. I personally like YouTube Premium because whether I'm on my smartphone or my tablet or my smart TV or any PC that I'm logged in as me, I don't see YouTube ads. And those who are making the videos get a little bit of money from a YouTube Premium person watching their ads, or not watching their ads. They just get a little bit of the piece of YouTube Premium. And YouTube actually shows me how much came from ads, how much came from Premium. So I use Premium. It works for me and my family, and I hate ads, so that works. In other things, I have Daily Wire Plus, so I watch Jordan Peterson on Daily Wire Plus usually. So then I also don't have the paid promotions. If you go to a lot of YouTube channels, if you go to Jordan Peterson, and his latest video is with
the people who are,
and right there it will say somewhere, it'll say paid promotion, and then you'll get this ad somewhere in there. And to my annoyance, YouTube Premium doesn't stop that paid promotion ad, and neither will your ad blocker, because they've embedded it within the show of the video. So I tend to watch on Daily Wire Plus. My Daily Wire Plus subscription ends at the end of June. I don't know if I'll continue yet. I'll see. It's a lot. It's going to depend. The only thing I watch on Daily Wire Plus is Jordan Peterson. So we'll see. And the only thing pretty much I watch from Jordan Peterson, I watch his conversations to avoid the ads on Daily Wire Plus, and I've watched the Exodus series. Now, if there's not much more biblical content, I'll see. And so I haven't decided what I'm going to do with that. So I'm also part of the Rest is History fan club, and I do pay for some Substacks. I tend to think those are good ways to support different creators and what they're doing. So I don't mind paying for the content if the price is reasonable and the content is good. And I like missing out on ads. Often with the streaming TV stuff, I will pay the extra $5 a month just so I don't see ads, because I find ads annoying. Now, there are a number of ways to get my content without ads. Another way is this website called Odyssey. I'm on Odyssey. Jordan Peterson is on Odyssey. Jonathan Peugeot is on Odyssey. It's easy if you're a creator to get on Odyssey. And I see I have 2,000 sub followers on Odyssey. And you'll see that I don't see some of the live streams here. So it doesn't look like Odyssey is picking up my live streams. But that's a small percentage of my content. And generally speaking, when I live stream, I don't have monetization on. And so you won't see ads if you're watching the live stream live. Maybe. And that's what I'm talking about with respect to ads and where this whole thing is going. So you can watch a lot of my content on Odyssey, and it's exactly the same file that I've uploaded to YouTube. Once I upload it to YouTube, Odyssey takes it and they put it on their platform. Odyssey started as sort of a little cryptocurrency site, and they are blockchained, so it's a very open platform and it works well. I might be streaming my stuff to Twitter too, and again, Twitter, there's just the ads on the Twitter page, but you wouldn't see any ads in the middle of it. Plus, my audio only streams have no ads. That's different from, let's say, Jordan Peterson's. They'll have interstitial ads, but my audio only stream has no ads. And so anything that I post on my channel, generally you can find on the audio stream, and there are no ads in it, and which is absolutely okay with me. I wanted to talk a little bit about how this works from the backside. So this is what your page looks like on, let's see, I think I have a, yeah, there we go. This is what your page looks like. I've got some things queued up, more conference videos coming. I try to space them. I don't monetize my church Bible studies because those are, in a sense, those are just the church. Now, this is the point. I can't promise you won't see ads on them. I doubt you will, because they tend not to be seen by as many people. So What's very interesting, like for example, let me see if I can find a video. This is a great example. This is the kayfabe video that I did right before the Chino conference. And this is often the case. So you upload it, and if you leave all these things checked, you could say the location of your video adds. And then if you hit manage mid-roll, YouTube only automatically put in two ads in there. Now, it doesn't mean they will only show two ads in there. They may or they may not. And YouTube is very clear that when it comes to the ads that you see, this doesn't really determine it. Because YouTube basically says they're going to show you the ads they want you to see based on your profile. Now, I know other people who follow my channel never watch logged into YouTube. And so I suppose if you are not logged into YouTube and you use an ad blocker, you can both avoid ads and not let YouTube know who you are. I suppose that would work. But then you're pretty much stuck to a PC or if you have some other really nerdy solutions for other things. But the point is, a video like this, I uploaded it, it sat on the server for a little while, and so it could populate. YouTube says, well, there'll hardly be any ads in this. And many of the videos I upload, it says, well, there's no space for ads. Now, in this video, which is the best of the Peugeot John Vervaeke talks, you can see all these little marks down here are all these little spaces that YouTube gives itself permission to drop ads if it wants to. Now, I have a one of my daughter's boyfriends is a professional YouTuber and he makes a good living just making YouTube videos. And he told me he doesn't even leave it like this. He says he drops a pin in for one every 90 seconds, if not more. And that I couldn't believe. Now, YouTube says it probably won't use all these, but the point is, YouTube is going to show you the ads YouTube wants you to see. This program, this platform is not free. Now, there are ways around ads, but this is the way it's going to go. Now, back when I first monetized the channel, it was very interesting because it would put in fewer ads and there were no ads after the first hour, which was very interesting. And then a couple of years later, I noticed it was putting ads in. And so what I used to do was every time I'd upload a video, after a little while, if I didn't post it right away, I would go back and I would just take out a bunch of these things. And then I thought, well, then you'll just get to see less ads. Maybe YouTube is going to show you the ads YouTube wants to show you. And that's basically what all of their sort of changes in terms of service have said along the way. YouTube is free to show as many ads to you as YouTube wants to. And that's what they're going to do. And the further this thing goes, the more crazy they're going to get with showing ads. So that's YouTube. And in many ways, you pay for your convenience. Now, one way you can pay for it is with YouTube Premium, and then you don't see ads. Another way you can pay for it is the inconvenience of using an ad blocker and the various different forms that that may be utilized. Then there's probably going to be a war between YouTube and the ad blockers, is that they're always going back and forth and trying to figure out how to do that. Another way is to simply avoid the platform entirely and use an alternative. BitChute is out there, Rumble is out there. Now, I'm not on BitChute or Rumble. I haven't really, there might be a way to. The reason I started with this was that one of the early viewers was watching my videos and he was working for this company and he said, oh, sign up for this. And so all I had to do was sort of fill in a thing and my videos were automatically uploaded and I've never had to think about it since. And I almost never go to the page, but, and the counts on a lot of these videos are small. 16 views, 8 views, 9 views, 2 views. So I don't know that the thing is thriving, but if you really don't want to see ads and you're on a browser, you can just watch it on Odyssey. I don't know how well it works on a smartphone. Again, that's how this stuff works. So that's the kind of the comment I wanted to give. I basically decided that with these videos, I'm going to upload it and YouTube is going to have its way with it, which is exactly what they do. And so I'm sorry for the ads. I wish there were none. I don't really begrudge Google for monetizing this. It uses a tremendous amount of bandwidth and server space, which they have to pay for. But the truth is, this is a giant machine. It's a giant attention machine. And, you know, using it is a compromise in many ways. And so, yeah. So I'm sorry about the ads, but there are many ways around it. And if you want to work hard enough, or if you want to pay in other different ways. So that's the main point of this video. Hope it makes sense to you.